and welcome to Native Solidarity News. Today we are live from the Native Friendship Center of Montreal, from 6:30 to 7 p.m. You can join us on the corner of St. Laurent and Ontario to assist with this live broadcast. We're on location to highlight the work of the Native Friendship Center of Montreal, which has provided resources for the urban Aboriginal community over the last 31 years. The Native Friendship Center of Montreal is currently running a winter supply drive as they are hoping to stock up on warm clothes, high-protein foods, and toys for kids. So welcome to the Native Friendship Center, and we're going to hand you over to Sky, who's going to introduce herself and a little bit about the center.
Hi, this is Surreal. Yes, the Native Friendship Center of Montreal has been here in the urban area, downtown core of Montreal, for the last 31 years. And basically what we're doing is providing services and referral for urban Aboriginal people, whether they're from the Montreal area or traveling from other locations in transit or whatever. We do have some issues in our community with poverty, homelessness, and people being at risk for homelessness. So as you mentioned, we're interested in providing food, like, for example, stuff that you can open easily, peanut butter, tuna with a pop-top can, sausages, you know, anything that you can, that is protein, that is easy to transport and open without a problem. In addition, we do provide through our clothing depot as well as our outreach van, our Gowasi Street Patrol van. We provide warm clothing, that's weather appropriate, like hats and scarves and gloves and mittens and jackets and ski pants and socks, those kind of things. And they don't have to be new. Mind you, we'll accept new ones. But if they're, you know, serviceable and clean, the socks don't have to match. And they could be for any age group, elders, children, youth, adults, etc. So, yeah, that's a couple of the things that we cover, generally speaking, in addition to the food, juices, water bottles, things like that are really helpful.
And could you tell us, is this the first year that you've been running this program?
No, actually, the homelessness program, I believe this is going to be our third year with the homelessness program. We have a Hep C, HIV/AIDS outreach, a diabetes prevention program, as well as the UMAYC Youth Center. And I'm certainly forgetting somebody, APHA, that's Aboriginal People Living with AIDS, HIV/AIDS. And we have an urban referral program, which does refer people for services, assist them with their identification, helps them, you know, if they're shut-ins and they need food at home. We have a food basket delivery program from, say, the 15th of the month. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to get together with CKUT, is because our food for the month of December is quite low. And with the holidays, we wanted to be able to offer those emergency food hampers. And we're looking and the cupboard's bare. So we thought we'll reach out through CKUT and to the city of Montreal and we'll say, hey, you know, maybe you can't bring over a ton of food, but if you want to stop by with a thing of peanut butter or some tuna or something, or salmon, beans, you know, stuff like that, that it would be really helpful and it would kind of add up, you know.
So this would be distributed primarily through the food hampers, because I know you guys also have some other outreach programs that are in the works. So would it be in conjunction with that, or is this a specific food drive for the holidays, or is it part of your broader outreach efforts?
Well, I look at it this way. After the holidays, people will still be hungry. So I'll answer yes to both questions. Yes, we're really down in the area of holiday foods, but we always do give out food from the 15th of the month on. So we could use that food at any time, and, you know, food issues are really something that's not only for the urban setting, for people that are fighting poverty, you know, in a downtown area, there's poverty everywhere. But food is a huge issue. You can put up with a lot of stuff if you have a nice meal in you. So, you know, coffee, we drink coffee too, and that helps keep people warm, juices, et cetera, snack bars, movable food.
And where can people drop this off, the address?
2001, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, corner of Ontario Street. That's the Native Friendship Center of Montreal. And we will have people here to receive that food between the hours of 10 and 3, up until the 21st of December. And we're going to be closing down after that for a couple of weeks to just to, you know, to hibernate a little bit and rest and recoup. And then we'll be back at it hot and heavy on the 3rd of January. And as I said, people are still hungry after the holidays, so we'll accept food anytime.